Mark chapter 13. And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. And Jesus answering said to him, Do you see these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? And Jesus answering them began to say, Take heed lest any man deceive you, because many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and will deceive many. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled, because such things must happen, but the end shall not be yet. Because nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in various places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. But take heed to yourselves, because they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. But when they shall lead you, and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither premeditate. But whatever shall be given you in that hour, that speak, because it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Now the brother shall betray brother to death, and the father the son, and children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated by all men for my name's sake. But he who shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. But when you shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him who reads understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. And let him who is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter into it, to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not turn back again to take up his coat. But woe to those who are with child, and to those who nurse children in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in the winter, because in those days there shall be affliction, such as has not been from the beginning of the creation which God created to this time, neither shall be. And unless the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened the days. And then if any man shall say to you, Look, here is Christ, or look, he is there, do not believe him. Because false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders, to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But pay attention, I have told to you all things ahead of time. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken, and then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he shall send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender, and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So in like manner, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that it is near, even at the doors. Truly, I say to you, that this generation shall not pass, until all these things are done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour no man knows, no, not the angels who are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father alone. Pay attention, watch and pray, because you do not know when the time is. Because the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter, gatekeeper, to watch. Watch therefore, because you do not know when the master of the house comes, at evening or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch.